Beis Elul, Wednesday night. Chavis Halvavis, Arachon, Perek Ravi, Hech Kuf Nun He. The last few lines. Say, Umehem, another reason why Olam Haba is not mentioned in the Torah. Two types of pe'ulos, of mitzvahs, we'll say. Ha'echad nistar shen tzofo sukim Hashem yisale, ben chovitz halvavus v'domein, some are hidden. This is the mitzvahs that have to do with the lev, bitachon, emuna, iras Hashem, things that you don't see outwardly. U'mehem goli al ho'ivorim shen onelo mibnei yodom, things that can be seen by others, things that are out in the open. He says a tremendous yesod, a chiddush, that the gemul, the schar, for the mitzvahs that are begolui, are also begolui, in olam hazeh. That's rain on time, a pleasant life, a calm life, as much as can be expected. The schar for those things are in olam hazeh, where it's goloi. Hari abori is halagoymel alamaisa ha-goloi alo-ivorim b'gemul golem olam hazeh v'yigmel alamaisa ha-pnimi ha-nistor b'gemul nistor b'gemul olam haba. Tremendous chiddush. So olam haba is for the chiddush halvavus, he's saying. It makes sense. It's matim. It's like mida connected mida. It's understandable. Olam haba is the neshama of a person. How much in the remember that Chavis Halvavus doesn't just mean emuna and bitachon and yiras Hashem, but it means the Chavis Halvavus of every mitzvah ma'asis also. When you eat matzah, what are you thinking about? What are you internalizing? What are you doing to your neshama with the matzah you're eating? So it makes sense, really, because the matzah of the neshama, which is your olam haba, that is indeed going to be directly affected by your Chavis Halvavus. What did you do with your neshama? So it's fitting that the schar, especially, if you think of schar, not as schar, a prize, but as the matzah of your neshama's holding in, so certainly the schar, quote unquote, of where your neshama's holding is the amount to which your neshama was involved in your actions. The dvarim hachitzonim, you put on tefillin. So the lave relates to the things we say, let's say, before we put on the tefillin. You say, Sheyesh behem yachudo v'yachdus ha'smar sh'bo'olam, Shandiz gundis and flow sh'simon abotonam mitroyim, Ashallah akach v'mashallah, right? And alayod, zichron zonetuyav, sh'neged alayv. If you think all these things, and you allow yourself to be affected by them, so that's going to be in olam haba. For putting on tefillin, that's going to be the schar in olam hazeh. It's not internal, it's external, so the schar will also be external. We turn to that kuf nun vav, that's hidden away. Onesh was also the same way. Kederech ma'alchei ha'gmol. Baraya al kach, Shabori Yisala Hiftiach La Uma al Maisa Hamishmas Agluyim al Oivorim Gmul Golui La Alta Bola Mazet, Bumavor Beparshus and Bukhukosai Telechu on a national level. So it talks about things that are Bogolui and Bukhukosai Telechu, Vesmitzmosai Tishmoru, and then it says, Venasati Gishmechem Beitom. These are things that are out in the open. Is onesh golui li'alter b'olam hazeh. L'fi she'ein alamon ha'uma elamashin esgala min amaisim. Lo mashinistor, he says, if you're talking about what we call collective punishment, you're talking about the whole uma suffering, so certainly logic says that they're not going to receive a punishment only they will only receive a punishment only for things that are begoloi, because then there's a cheshbon that they were supposed to have prevented them. So mitzad the onesh, he says, it's like another riot is yesod. Because mitzad the onesh haklali on the umah, that only makes sense for chovas haivarim, for things that are chitzainius, that could be seen. So it's beferish that the onshim shabagoloi are for people who are neglectful of their responsibilities to be mochiach, to stop the evil from taking place. So that's the onish for that is, again, an olam hazeh. It won't rain, you won't have parnasa, tzaros will happen. Avol maisa mishmas hanistorim, the hidden away, v'averos hanistoros, are a mishpat gebulam v'onshem mosul Hashem b'olam hazeh, uli olam haba. Hashem, he's saying now in this sentence, can decide either way, whatever is more fitting and more appropriate. So that's another reason why Hashem doesn't mention the Schar V'Olam Haba, because the Schar V'Olam Haba is not given for those who keep the Torah, so to speak. For those who keep the Torah, with an overwhelming majority of which is Chol V'Sayvarim. So if you just keep that, that's not Olam Haba. So the Torah doesn't talk about it, because the Torah is talking about this world, what people should do in this world. So there's no... So it talks about giving Gishmechem Be'itam, and it talks about being at peace, but it doesn't... There's no... That's the Chitzoni Yostik Gemul for the Chitzoni Yostik Maisim. Umehem Shagmul v'onish hamurim b'Torah, or yashliach, that's Moshe Rabbeinu, medaber al hagmul olam hazeh, ba'onish manche olam hazeh. In this world, we talk about what's real and here and now. Besides of everything we said till now, other terutzim were similar to this, but here it's there's a subtlety of difference. Here he's saying that you see Moshe Rabbeinu dealt with this world, the mitzvahs and averos are of this world, so the schar is of this world. Well, the fish ayah Yeshua ben Yotzadik b'olam ha-malachim ne'mar lo v'nosati l'cho malchim ben om de'mo'ele ki derech ha-shidul v'ho'iyam shi'utoim es ozman v'amoko. Very beautiful sentence. It's the normal pattern of trying to get someone to comply, to do something for which you're offering a reward. The ha'iyum means then threats, just to get them to stop from doing something. So the yesod is, you have to threaten him with something that he considers a threat. It has to be toaim, his age and what scares him and what he likes and what he dislikes. Derech ha'shidul v'ayim, calming someone down, talking to them, and iyum, threatening them, it has to shtim, it has to fit, it has to be real to the people, to whoever you're doing it to. So if the Torah wants to, you know, get Bnei Yisrael and threaten Bnei Yisrael, so you're not going to talk about Olam Haba, you're going to talk about the here and now. And this is an important concept you should understand. I will stop here. One kitzel.